I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How you doing?
Oh, We're living. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to wake up, actually. I haven't been up that long, so I'm...
Are you a morning person or a nighttime person?
I'm a night owl.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so this is going to be brutal for all of us.
Yeah, it's a little rainy today. It's actually been really nice here, but it's a little wet and kind of crappy today. So I think this is the only day this week. I think it's going to get better as the week goes on. So I guess if I'm going to be in a studio all day, today's the day.
Right.
Perfect. We have a very important question for you, though, right off the top. Very important. We talked to Zach Brown. This is very important. Okay.
This is very random as well.
Very random. Randomly, he has challenged you. And I don't know if you've heard about this, to a slap fight.
The hell's a slap fight?
He
and how old are we? I'm confused.
This is how it came up. He was wearing a wrestling WWF wrestling shirt from like the early 90s or 80, maybe even 80s. And I was like, "Oh, are you super into fighting? This and that." And
he's like wrestling. Yeah.
You know,
like, would you get in the ring is what our question was. Like,
yeah, we said, would you get in the
like,
ring? And he goes, maybe. And he goes, I'd like to do slap fights. And I don't know. They have it on like ESPN now. It's literally like two dudes just stand there across the table from each other. And one at a time you slap each other. And he goes, I'd like to do a slap fight. And maybe with Jason Aldean. He goes, I think he'd be good at it. I'm like, we're like, okay.
He's like, no beef. Friends? Yeah. No beef. No. He's like, we're friends. Everything's great. But I think that'd be cool. And I was like, okay. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, Zach and I are friends, but I mean, I'm not going to let him or anybody else just stand there and slap the crap out of me. So yeah, I'm good on that.
That's gonna be a hard no on that. Yeah, I'm glad we cleared it up.
I feel like I'm in high school right now. What are we talking about?
Right? Hey, we had to bring it up. We didn't know.
Listen, he brought it up. That wasn't us. We just had to we wanted to make sure that you weren't into it too, because I was like, we could facilitate this. This would be amazing.
this is all news to me, but you know. Yeah,
Macon is out. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, and I want to talk about some songs in particular, and I think, Holly, you wanted to start with Small Town Small. This one hit you the hardest.
Oh, I love this song. I love the message. It's something I say all the time. My favorite lyric, and there's a ton of lyrics that I love in this, but God only made so much real estate. Like, just that alone, I wish people would remember this all the time, and I'm so glad you put it in the song, because maybe... it'll be like an earworm and get stuck in people's head. Can you talk about that song?
Yeah. So the way that song came about was I was, kind of looking for songs for the album like we always do. And, Brantley Gilbert actually was one of the writers on that. And so I got a text one day from Brantley just saying, hey, man, I got a couple songs I want to send you. If you're looking for songs, and I'm always kind of looking for songs. So I'm like, yeah, man, send whatever you got. And so he sent that song to me and I started listening to it and I was just like, man, this is, I don't know. It's just cool. Kind of like you. I mean, especially with everything that's kind of going on, you know, at the time and just, it just felt like a song that, I don't know, just kind of really, resonated with me a little bit, and with a lot of the things it was saying in the song, and so plus it sort of had that I don't know, it kind of had a little bit of aggressive sound to it, which we didn't really have a lot of that for the record yet. And so I don't know, it was just one of those that I found myself going back to and listening to over and over, and you know, getting in the studio and kind of put our spin on it, and it turned out great. So I'm super excited about that one.
And you're so outspoken, by the way, politically. Do you ever, just a quick question, and we'll go back to the album. Are you ever afraid that somebody's going to cancel Jason Aldean? Or are you just, because you have such a good voice.
That is,
no. Yeah.
But, that.
But I just want to give you an opportunity to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, here's my thing. The way I feel about it is, you know, I think people know where I stand politically, and you know, I'm not a guy that's going to go out there and just, you know, start trying to stir the pot just to stir the pot. I mean, I feel like if there's something that I want to say, something that I feel like I want to address, then I'll do that. And I have no problem doing that. You know, at some point it's gotten to where, like, if you're a conservative and you're in this business, you're not allowed to speak. And trust me, I have a lot of friends in this business that think the way I think, and all, you know, a lot of them are really, you know, scared to stand up and say anything for fear of backlash or whatever the case may be. And I don't know, to me, I'm just a guy that I, you know, it's hard for me to go lay my head down at night with a clear conscience feeling like I'm a coward for not saying the things that I want to say or that I feel like need to be said. And then from that, you know, let the chips fall where they may. I mean, people are going to have their opinion about whatever I say or think or whatever, and that's completely fine. You don't have to agree with me. I don't expect everybody to agree with me, but I also have a voice and opinion just like everybody else. And there's times where I feel like, you know, I don't have a choice but to speak up or say something, because I feel nobody else in the industry, or not a lot of people in our industry, do that for fear. And I just, you know, I feel like somebody's got to be that guy. And if it's me, then it's fun.
Well, I appreciate you exercising your right of freedom of speech, by the way, and the freedom of music. I don't think that's a thing in the Constitution, but it should be. So we want to talk about more of your songs as well. Rob, you had a favorite too.
Yeah. I'm just sorry if I got grabbed.
Yeah, a little peanut.
My son is running around right now. My wife is at work. So if I have to pause to get you, you know, you
bro,
know how it is, Jason.
I have that times two at my house. Trust me, I get it.
Yeah. So I'm at home. So I don't, you know, the kids are still here. But I want to talk about the, I feel like it's had to be so hard out of all the songs to cover, out of all the music that you love covering and playing, like, how do you narrow that down and how do you pick one? How do you pick Heaven from Bryan Adams? I love it, but I feel like you had to have been thinking of thousands of songs to do when it comes to covers, right?
Well, you know, that came about because we did the CMT Crossroads years ago, and Bryan Adams was somebody that I, you know, grew up listening to and loved a lot of his stuff. I mean, Summer 69 and, you know, a lot of those songs I'd come up in the clubs playing. And so when we were trying to figure out what songs we were going to do, you know, which of my songs, what of his songs, you know, I kind of had my list of things I wanted to do of his, you know, Summer 69, Heaven, those kind of things. And so that song, Heaven, came off the Crossroads special and just kind of took on a life of its own a little bit. And the next thing you know, it's like we got people, you know, asking us when we're going to record that because they want to use it for their wedding song or whatever, you know. And that's been 10 years ago or something that we did that. And so we've kind of talked about it for years, maybe putting that on an album. And finally, with this being a double album, we had a lot of room that we could sort of, you know, use to add some songs in that we normally wouldn't. And we decided to finally record a version of that and put it on the record. But a lot of them are songs, you know, when it comes to covers, a lot of these things, you know, I started playing bars at 14 years old. So a lot of these songs were songs I was playing in the bars years ago. And now we just kind of dust them off and play some of the things that I was playing back in the day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so fun. It became a whole new song, by the way, because I had to go look it up. Yeah. I'm like, who sings this again? Like, who is this?
Well, Brian's version of that song is pretty incredible. I mean, he's, you know, he's one of those guys that nobody sounds like him. You know, he's just a great writer, great singer. And, you know, some of those things are classics. And a lot of times you worry about – remaking a song like that because the original was so good, you know, and so you almost kind of have to put your own spin on it a little bit just to make sure it's a little different. And, but you know, the thing I think that gives that song a little cred with me is the fact that the first time I did it was with Brian, and, you know, he sang backgrounds on it, and that was kind of how it all came about.
Would you, now that you mentioned that, would you ever do a Bob Seger cover? Cause you guys did that Crossroads as well.
Yeah, man, I would love to. I would love to. Turn the Page or Against the Wind, any of those kind of things. I mean, Turn the Page was a song that, you know, I started playing in clubs from the time I can remember. And that was the one song that I really wanted to play with him that night. And, you know, I was able to do that. And it's, yeah, I mean, he's talking about another great writer, great singer, just, you know, he's a guy that, you know, you're never going to be able to emulate that guy. So you just have to kind of take it and do your own thing to it.
We've talked about our favorite songs. Does your wife have a favorite song on the album? And if so, what is it?
Her favorite song on the album, I think, is, and I get confused as to which songs are on which album because there's two different ones. But yep. I think her favorite song is going to come from the second part of the record. It's a song called Whiskey Me Away, and it's a song that I found, I don't know, a year ago or something. Rodney Clausen and actually Morgan Wallen were the writers on that song, two of the writers on that song. And Morgan was done cutting his record, and so they sent it to me, and I just love the song. And so we cut as one of the first things we cut for the record, and really, really cool song that I've had for a while that I think that's probably her favorite.
I think that's something we have to keep in mind, though. There's two albums here. We get the first one today.
April 22nd is the next one.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so we're gonna be soaking these 15 songs in for a while. And you have some live stuff on here too, which is, I love that because you know, I think you've said it before too. I mean, that's your thing. That's how you came up. You know, cutting your teeth in the bars for years and years and years. And the live show is just so cool because there's fireworks and fire and like all the cool, like you could call it the six string circus. So
yeah,
it's cool to capture some of that and put it on an album too.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've never done a live record. We've never done a greatest hits record or anything like that. So to me, this is a double album. It's also, you know, kind of a live album, and it's also kind of a greatest hits record too. It's kind of all in one. So really excited. I mean, with it being my 10th record, we wanted to do something that was different that we hadn't done before. And, you know, after 10 albums, you know, you got to find ways to get creative. And, you know, it seems like a lot of people are doing double albums now. And I think that's because as the artist and as, you know, as the record business, we're trying to give fans more music more often. So a double album, you can kind of extend the life of a record. And so I think that's why you're seeing a lot of it now. For us, it was a little bit of that, but it was also just being the 10th album, we wanted to do something special. And so we cut 20 new tracks, and then we had 10 live tracks. So just kind of a way to incorporate all those things kind of throughout my career, too, and kind of involve it all in one record. So it's, you know, I'm really happy with the way it turned out. Really cool. I think it's a different idea that you know, not a lot of people have done, if anybody. So I think that's sort of the challenge at this point is kind of finding ways to reinvent yourself a little bit and keep things fresh for everybody.
It's got to be a challenge, though, to figure out what performance you're picking to pick on the record, right?
Yeah.
Like, which how do you decide?
Did you listen to a million different live concerts?
Do you just remember, that one was badass.
No.
That one we need to have on there.
Well, we record everything, you know, so I think it's going back and, you know, you go back and listen to, you know, different shows and you just figure out, you know, obviously, you know, there's some shows where everything was great. You know, you felt like you had a great show all the way through. That's why you'll see like some of the takes were from the same show. You know, but you just go back and listen for certain songs. You know, we knew we wanted to put, just say like Big Green Tractor, you know, so you go back and you listen to takes of Big Green Tractor and you go, man, that one was really cool. Everybody played well. I sang it well. Let's take that one from Kansas City. And then you go over here and take this one from Vegas or whatever. So, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely some kind of climbing through all those things to find what you feel like was the best take.
Well, we think it all kicks ass, as always. Excited that it's out. Excited to hear the second half of it coming up in April, too. So we got something to look forward to as well.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys very much. It's always fun, you know, putting new music out. We get excited you know, get excited for everybody to hear what we've been working on. And so hopefully everybody digs the record.
Ethan.
Cool. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you all for having me.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.